Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County.
We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners.
Today's hosts are me, Reba,
Amanda,
Claudia,
and we are students at Willits High School.
Today our topic is the 10th Annual Sister to Sister Summit to be held on Monday, May 23rd at high school. The transition from middle school to high school is often exciting, profound, and confusing. In many cultures and religions, this passage is celebrated with a ritual or initiation, like confirmation, bar mitzvah, or a vision quest. This is the time when the child becomes a young adult.
There is an abundance of rumors in the 8th grade about life in high school. There are stories about parties, dating, and being respected as a young adult. In our small communities, most students move with the same peers to high school. After spending a year being the leaders of the middle school, the shift to being lowly freshmen is usually a shock. Girls are on the lowest rung in a new school, surrounded by older people they don't know, and being pressured to do things they're often unprepared to deal with.
Teenage girls are flooded with images of how they're supposed to look. This frequently leads to eating disorders and poor diets. There's powerful urge to mature as quickly as possible, which can result in early sexual experimentation and a rush to be in a relationship. Girls often experience sexual harassment but do not have the language or skills to stop it. And bullying, either by exclusion or public humiliation, is common among teenagers.
Some of the rumors in the 8th grade concern relationships, sexual activity, and drug use. It is possible to get the impression that most high school students are in a relationship, are sexually active, and use alcohol and other substances. Some 8th graders are excited by these stories, and some are frightened. Many expect that sex and drugs will be norm, even though research shows that it's a false impression, as we covered last month on our program on social norms.
The American Association of University Women research showed that the grades of 8th graders plummeted when they entered high school. The reason was something they call the hidden curriculum. Things like harassment, bullying, violence, peer pressure, relationships, dating, and body image. Experiences that the freshman girls were unprepared to cope with, and it showed in their learning and in their grades.
The AAUW came up with a program in the 1990s to help prepare young women moving from middle schools to high schools. It is called Sister to Sister. Research has shown that high school girls could help inform and empower 8th grade girls before they entered high school. A program was created in which girls learned about their own individual personality as well as developing skills for interacting with and interpreting the people and the world around her. The goal is to help girls make healthy life choices for their minds and bodies and develop leadership skills. By the end of the program, girls have often a new vision of what is possible for themselves.
An AAUW study, How Schools Shortchange Girls, states that the middle school girls lose their voice. When grouped with boys, girls are more likely to be passive participants in the school setting. Girls raise their hands in class less frequently than boys, and teachers call on them less often than boys. Girls are channeled into literature, the arts, and the softer sciences, rather than encouraged to pursue advanced math, physical science, and technology.
Each January, AAUW administrators and the Willits Peer Counseling teachers recruit and qualify Willits High School girls to put on the Sister to Sister Summit. The applicants mark their desire to be in either a core group of producers who meet every week for 3 months to produce this day-long summit, or a larger group of facilitators. Intensive training gives them the skills to be facilitators and leaders for the Sister to Sister Summit, held for middle school girls each year in the spring. The high school girls gain confidence, team building, and leadership skills from the training sessions, as well as knowledge about the challenges that uniquely affect girls. Their skills and awareness are applied as they mentor the younger girls at the summit.
Tools used at the summit include videos, group discussion, teamwork, and goal setting. Topics covered at the summit include media literacy, self-protection, defining sexual harassment, and friendship and peer relations.
The middle school years are challenging and emotional, filled with drama and changing friends. Many girls feel the need to talk to someone, but are too scared of being judged or treated differently if they can confide in their peers or teachers. At the Sister to Sister Summit, they can talk and share their stories with other girls without the fears of being criticized or made fun of. At the beginning of school in the fall, there's a reunion held so that new freshmen can touch bases with the high school friends they made at the summit. This provides a connection to an older friend, which most freshmen are grateful to have.
So we will talk about the sister-to-sister program for about 30 minutes, then we will open the phone lines for your ideas, experiences, and insights. We are in the Willett studio, and our phone number will be 707-456-9991. Let's begin by discussing our experiences with the sister-to-sister program. Let's talk about our summit experiences when we were in 8th grade.
Okay, so my name is Claudia. When I became an 8th grader, when I transitioned from 8th grade to high school, I was really afraid because I'd seen a lot of movies and I heard a lot of talk, and it was horrible. I heard that we'd get picked on and you'd have to pick a clique, and if you didn't get into a certain clique, then you weren't uncool. And sister really helped me kind of see the difference between middle school and high school. The drama is so, not there. High schoolers don't really bother with kind of, selfish and childish problems. It's, a really mature environment. While there is, drugs and alcohol, it's not really a pressure to be involved with it. And really, talking to the older girls and sister helped me see that you don't have to do a lot of things that movies or other people tell you that you have to do. As long as you stay true to yourself, you'll have a good, high school experience.
When I came into it, I'm a junior right now, and my name is Reba, and when I came into the high school, I was really scared of, seeing all the older people, because I was a tiny little girl, and it scared me seeing people that were 10 times bigger than me, and I had no idea how to handle it. And when I went to the sister-to-sister, I met girls that were seniors and juniors, and I became friends with them, and a lot of them would still say hi to me in the hallways at school, and just having that face when I walked down, the hallways was really nice to see, and it made me feel way more comfortable being there.
I'm Amanda, and when I was in 8th grade, I also heard a lot of rumors about the high school, and I was scared too, and I thought all my friends were going to change and everything would be different. And I thought I would get picked on a lot, but it was completely different, and sister to sister kind of opened up my mind about what really happens at high school.
So sister to sister is produced by the American Association of United Women, and we've done it for 10 years in Willits, and we're having ours this year for the middle school girls on
May 23rd. And basically, sister-to-sister is freshman girls come into the high school, and we have activities for them, group activities and kind of icebreakers to just make them feel comfortable at the summit. And then we break into groups. There's different groups. There's alcohol awareness. There's the relationship between friends and boys. There's a body image. They get to pick the groups that they're the most interested in. And then they have an hour-long discussion with some leaders. And you switch into three different groups. And there's different leaders in every single group. And they kind of just learn about high school and learn about what are the issues in high school, how to deal with problems that they might encounter. And then we all join back together in the main building, which is the gym, and we have a fishbowl, which is probably one of the most exciting things in the program. And we have all the upperclassmen guys come in, and they sit in the middle of a circle, which is the girls, and they kind of act as the fishbowl, and they can't talk, they're quiet. And all throughout the day, we ask them to write questions down for the boys and for the older girls and put them in a box. And during the fishbowl, we pull out questions and the guys answer in a conversation manner, not that they have to answer, but they kind of bounce ideas off of each other. And the girls just get a perspective of what guys are interested in girls, what they see. And sometimes we even use the mentors and the summit leaders to in the middle, and they kind of get a closer see of how the older girls act also.
Middle school girls are really confused when they're about to come into high school because there's so many movies and TV that says that shows high school and portrays high school in a way that it's not really in real life. And they have, in movies it shows every clique, and there's a clique that is the popular kids, and there's the nerds and the geeks, and the popular kids kind of rule the school and don't talk to the lower groups, but that's not really how it is in high school, and everyone in high school hangs out with everyone, usually, and bounces from group to group, but the media confuses young girls into thinking that high school, you just stay in your clique and you don't hang out with anyone else.
I think one of the hardest things of coming into high school is the drama, because in middle school, everyone can just get along and it's happy-go-lucky and you just play on the playground together. And then as soon as you get to high school, there's rumors spreading and people are on Facebook talking about things about you, and you hear your best friend said this, or you did this last weekend, you didn't even know you did it. And it's really hard to deal with as a freshman, especially because you probably haven't had that before, and it's something really different, and I think that's one of the hardest things for girls when they come into high school. And sister to sister, we teach you, and well, we don't teach you, but I mean, we like discuss with you about things, to how to deal with that, and that you don't have to let people talk about you like that, and if people are, you know that it's not gonna, you don't have to let it affect you, how you feel in high school.
Also, I think another big change is, like, the environment. I know when I went to middle school, it was, like, kind of, middle school was very wholesome, and you never heard about drugs or alcohol. Like, the one time I did, it was this big scandal, because this one girl got drunk at school, and everybody was shocked, and, but when you get into high school, it's, like, parties are every weekend, and, like, people are so open about drugs and alcohol, and you feel pressure that, you have to actually drink and do drugs to fit in with people. But Sister Sister really shows you that you don't necessarily have to drink or do drugs. As long as you know how to have a good time without them, you feel safer at parties if you do go to parties, if you're not drunk, because you're not afraid of what people will do to you or what you will end up doing, embarrassing yourself. And I think Sister Sister just, like, shows you the two different points of views. It's not very biased against don't do drugs, don't do alcohol. It's just, if you're going to do it responsibly. And just, like, weigh the pros and cons of, like, partying and doing drugs and alcohol.
It also helps you to realize that the people that you hang out with are the people that are going to help you through high school. That if you hang out with a good group of friends, then you're going to be doing good things. And you need to realize that the people that you hang out with, if they aren't going to be your friend because you don't go get drunk with them, then you shouldn't be hanging out with those kind of people. Your real friend should, like, be there for you and want you to do what you want to do. If people are pressuring you, that's not how it should be.
I think Sister to Sister helps girls create their own voice to stand up for themselves. It helps them learn how, like, ways how to, like, stand up for peer pressure and to, like, say no, kind of, and to, like, recognize when they're being sexually harassed or when they're being peer pressured into doing something they don't want to do, and it kind of lets them recognize that and then take that and be able to use their voice to say how they're feeling and how it's affecting them.
I think that when... So some questions that are usually the fish for, kind of like questions towards a guy, tend to more like, what do you guys look for in a girl? For you, is it better to have a smart girl or a dumb girl? Just kind of relationship questions. Also, for the girls, I think they're a little bit more deeper. Like, how did you feel when you first encountered, like, alcohol? Or for the guys, like, do you like a girl that drinks or do you prefer one that doesn't? They're a lot about, like, kind of like what guys are looking for in girls, because at that age, girls are, like, kind of getting into the boy crazy stage, that, like, oh my god, we're going to see older guys, and it's going to be so much fun, and they kind of want to know how to please the older guys, and so they're interested in them.
And because the questions are anonymous, people feel like they can ask whatever they want,
yeah.
So they just write it down on the paper anonymously, and then we'll go through and ask them, and, yeah.
We're pretty free on the questions. We just ask that they're not, like, inappropriate. If, like, they ask us about, like, sex and stuff like that, we'll ask those questions as long as they don't pass the barrier of, like, right. Like, if they're asking, like, nasty questions, then we won't ask those. It's more, like, things that would make them feel comfortable and kind of really educate them, not just, a silly question that's not going to do anything.
And because the boys are in a conversation mode, they don't even have to answer it if they don't want to, because they're just talking amongst themselves, and they don't go by each one has to answer the question either.
And sometimes the facilitators will throw in their own questions about things that they think would answers the boys say that they think would benefit the girls.
Also, the boys in the fishbowl are really open. We pick boys that we know they're going to talk, and they're going to look out for the better of these girls and not just kind of go in there to snoop, see what cute incoming girls are. We make sure that they're there for a good purpose. I think the biggest issues in our high school right now are, pot. A lot of people are doing pot right now, a lot of drugs. And I think it's to the point where it's kind of very accepted, and you're not very shocked now, because basically a lot of people, like, mostly everybody does it.
Yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah. I think it's our community, how everything is around mm-hmm. here, that it's not a big deal. People's parents make it seem like it's not a big deal because they do it, and older people do it. Everyone, it makes it seem like that. But once again, still one of those things that you don't have to do it to fit into the high school mm-hmm. because no one's looking at that.
Okay. So I wish that I'd been told when I came into high school that the classes, as long as you tried, were not as bad as everybody made them sound, because the teachers, I remember, would make these classes sound like horror films, and, like, you needed to know certain things, and they'd bust you if you didn't, but they're not that bad. Like, I struggle in some of them, but it's because they're higher classes. But if you try hard, and you do your homework, and you study, they're not going to be bad. They're pretty tolerable.
I wish that I had learned to stay clear from the drama, because there's a lot of rumors going around and gossip, and on Facebook you'll see, like, cyberbullying. So I think something I wish I would have learned was just to stay clear of that, and not, because the drama can consume your whole life and it can take over, and it's unhealthy.
Sometimes it's not even something that you have to get yourself into, and people bring it upon you themselves, the drama kind of thing. And you just have to realize that you need to not let it affect you, because that's what I've had to do. Like, a lot of times I'll stay away from it and try and stay away from it, but people will still bring drama on me, and my friends will come up to me and say, oh, I heard this, and you just sit there and listen to it, because you can't tell them to, like, go away. They're your friends, and so you have to listen to it, but you just can't let it affect you, because once you let it affect you, then the people are getting what they want, and that's what I've done.
I think a lot of middle school girls get the wrong impression of high school from older people that had a bad experience in high school. I know that I didn't have my sister that went to the high school right away. She went to the charter school because she'd heard such bad stories about the high school. She was afraid, and the charter school kind of, like, that still has that connection with the middle school still. So I was really scared, because I didn't even have a familiar face going into high school, and I heard really bad stories. And I think the stories are worse than it actually is, because high school is not that bad. I feel it's a way safer environment right now than the middle school actually is. You're more free to do to express yourself, and creativity and difference is actually valued in our high school. It's like, if someone has a talent, it's really great. It's kind of embraced to have talent and to be different than others instead of being shunned for it. While at the middle school, it's very... right now tight, that you have to fill into this little mold. If not, then you're not, like, considered cool, or you're not considered, like, being part of the school.
I think most middle school girls are confused about high school, because they think that they're going to lose their friends once they get into high school, because many people change when they come into high school, and they could be scared that all their friends are going to change and then leave them by themselves and them not have any friends, and they could be scared about not making new friends and just...
When I came in freshman year, there was a group of friends that I had been hanging out with all through my 8th grade year, and we were like the three amigos, and we did everything together. And when we got to high school, we kind of split up more and got more different friends. And I felt that was going to happen when I was an 8th grader, and I was really scared about it, and I thought my life was going to end pretty much. And as soon as I got to the high school and my friend group, we changed, and we just met new people and started hanging out with different people that I've gone to school with my whole life. But it wasn't a bad thing. Some friend changes are bad, and some of them... you grow from it, so it was really nice.
I think when you come into high school, you really kind of learn about yourself, who you are, and what you want to do, and where you are in kind of society, because you are becoming a woman. And when I came into high school, I had no idea what I was going to do or who I was going to be. And the people that I hung around with really have an influence on who you become. And I hung a lot with girls and probably like one or two guys, and so it was a very like strong feminine group, and we kind of all like, we're not smart, but we were educated, and we kind of felt that being smart was above everything, and you know, as long as you had your voice, and we were kind of seen as the ones that would raise our hands in class and kind of do good on our projects, and we were kind of like the smart group. And I think women should be more like that, not be afraid to show they're smart and show like they're stronger than boys. I think it's great when a girl can like out wrestle a guy or like outsmart a guy. I think it shows like feminine, like strong feminine power.
I see a lot of girls that are freshmen especially trying to dumb themselves down like that and just trying to impress the older boys, the older senior boys, so they'll have somebody to talk to. And you really don't have to do that. Some boys are like, okay, whatever, that's what they want. But I mean, if you're trying to impress a guy that doesn't want you to show who you are, you shouldn't be trying to impress them. And like the senior boys like that, you don't even want to go there. It's a waste of your time, and you're just going to end up getting hurt. And you shouldn't try so hard to get the attention of an older person. If they want to give you their attention, they'll give it to you. And you don't need it to be successful in high school or have a good time.
And most freshman girls feel pressured to, like, get drunk or, like, have sex because of the boys. They feel like they want to impress them, and they don't want the boys to see them as little kids. They want to see them as mature. So they'll do things that they wouldn't normally do, like try other drugs.
As soon as you start doing that, it gives you a reputation. So as soon as you come into high school and as a freshman and you start doing those things, people aren't going to forget it. So you don't want to do something that people are going to think about all 4 years of your high school. You have to be with these people the rest of your high school life. And if you have them saying things about you, it's your own fault kind of, like, at times, you know? So you have to make smart decisions when you first come in. And I think that's a lot what Sister's trying to help do, is to tell you, like, to get you on track so you don't make those bad decisions, to help you understand that all these things you don't have to do and all the things that you should be doing to get yourself so you're having a successful high school life.
I think right now, guys don't like dumb girls, but they don't like super smart girls. It's like they're in between, because they want to be able to have a conversation with the girl, but also not to be outsmarted by girls by, like, their witty sarcasm. I have a couple friends that like to hang out with, you know, dumb girls because they feel smarter around them. But when it comes to, like, actually talking to people, they come back and hang out with us because they know we can have a conversation. But it's still, like, boys, like Reva said earlier in the day, boys prefer to have a pretty girl than a smart girl. So it's still that. Girls are still being put down for being smart, but it's not to the point that they want dumb girls, because I know a lot of guys that do not like dumb girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want a nice balance, I guess. They want them to be pretty.
Well, we had a fishbowl in peer counseling, and we were taught guys in the center, and we were on the outside, and one of the guys even said the same thing. He said, he was like, we asked that question, and we said, would you rather have a smart girl or pretty girl? And they said, well, something like that. And he was like, well, what does she look like? And then he's like, but I want her to be smart. I want to be able to have a conversation with her. I don't want somebody who just stares at me.
We're actually holding a car wash fundraiser to raise money for the AAUW, who puts on Sister Sister every single year. And it's going to be on the 8th, I think?
Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day, on Sunday. And we're going to be running early, I think, at 10 till probably 5 at Burger King. So if anybody who needs their car washed for their moms, you know, a little present for them, come around that day. And we'll be happy to wash your guys' car.
In the past, we've had a brother-to-brother program, and the AAUW's put it on, too, and I think it was a good idea, and I think that it would really benefit the guys, too, because we separate the girls and the guys because girls can relate more to other girls, and so we put them all together, because when you're with a group of girls and guys, sometimes girls get shy, and they don't want to talk, and I think it's really good to have, like, your own sex there to be able to, like, talk to and just gossip with, kind of conversation about things. And when we had the guy ones, I think it's worked the same way. And
yeah, I think so. I think the guys have benefited from a lot, not just, like, seeing what high school is, but, like, learning how to treat women, because that's a big problem in our high school. Guys kind of treat women sometimes pretty badly. They kind of push them around and make fun of them, and they think it's just funny. But sometimes it is really hurtful, the jokes that they make towards girls.
Yeah, the jokes. There comes a point when the jokes turn into sexual harassment.
I remember when the girls from high school came to, like, talk to us about Sister Sister, and at first, I was not really, like, into going, because I was like, oh, you know. The only reason I kind of wanted to go was like, oh, yeah, like, a free day out of school. But once they started telling us about it, it seemed, like, really interesting, like, a whole day where I just kind of, like, get to be in the head, like, pick apart the brain of, like, a high school senior. It just, like, sounded so cool, and I was not disappointed. The day was, like, a lot of fun. I felt, like, coming into high school, I felt totally prepared. Like, I just felt like I could take on high school, and I was not going to be, like, pushed around and, like, kind of, like, ignored. The first day came of the school, and I was, like, super excited instead of being, like, really nervous and kind of, like, not wanting to go. I was, like, ready for high school and excited.
It was the same thing for me, except when I went to mine, I missed the fishbowl part of it because I had to leave early, and I feel like that would have benefited me so much more to hear, because everyone that I had gone to the Sister Sister with, they were talking about how cool it was and how it was, like, so cool to hear the guys talking, and I was just all, oh, I didn't get to hear that. I was all mad about it because I felt like that was the best part and I missed out on it, and it was really cool.
Yeah, like, when I was younger, I was really shy, but when I came to Sister, I felt really comfortable. Like, it was a nice environment. Like, there was confidentiality, so I felt like I could talk and my voice would be heard.
Well, right now, we're on our 4th meeting. We meet every single Monday, after school for, like, in about an hour, and so far we've planned this schedule for Sister Sister. We're really excited. We've planned when our training is for all the facilitators, and we've been getting all our arrangements done, like the chairs, the tables, our locations, the rooms where the discussion groups are going to be held. We're on our way. We're getting there, I think, on the preparations for Sister Sister.
Yeah, and it's us three and another girl, Tanya, and then the AAUW, like, presidents and type thing, the leaders of their group, and we're all the ones that are putting it together, and then we have our training that we're going to go to with the other girls, and there's, like, I think 18 other people, or 20 altogether or something, of us that are going to be leading this. And we're going to have a training day the same weekend as our car wash for everyone else to, like, understand how to lead the conversations and for Sister Sister.
And we're planning on about 70 Bechdel schoolgirls coming. So, oh, actually 56, sorry. Just getting a little bit over. But yeah, we're actually really excited because it's a pretty big, I think it's one of the biggest groups we've had. And so we're just really excited to, like, have so many girls, like, kind of initiated on, like, the path to high school. We're not really quite sure if, like, you have to be in the local school district to be part of Sister to Sister. It does not happen, I don't think. I think this is, Willits High School is, like, the only place it has happened. I think other schools would benefit a lot from having it, because I have heard other schools have a lot of problem with girl fights, girl drama, cyberbullying, bullying between girls. I really hope that, like, AAU is able to expand it out of not just Willits, but, like, maybe to, like, Ukiah and, like, other, like, schools, districts down, like, south and stuff, because it is a really good program, and it does help a lot of freshmen girls here at Willits High School.
We're going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth in the listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about the Sister to Sister program or about the passage of middle school girls into young women.
What are the challenges you see for young women in our society?
How is growing up different for girls and boys?
What do you remember about moving from middle school to high school?
What shaped your outlook on life at the time?
Do you think that growing up is more difficult now than when you were in school?
What advice would you give to young women entering high school?
We would like to hear your opinions and on all the topics we've discussed.
Do you think boys could benefit from a similar program?
Do you think that programs like Sister to Sister should be encouraged?
The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of this discussion on the transition from middle school to high school. We'd really like to hear from you.
Okay, caller, you're online.
Hi, I'm not in high school or middle school, but I wanted to talk about the concept of joking and humor, because I once did a workshop about the difference in humor between women and men. And what they said in the workshop is that women, a lot of times because they're sensitive to other people's feelings, they are safe in making jokes about themselves, because maybe that's not so true in such a vulnerable environment as high school, but and that a lot of times, you know, and this is stereotyping a little bit, but men often, because they're into power or people who are into power, make jokes about other people. In other words, there's a victim there when, you know, people are joking, and that's not truly joking. And so I just wanted to bring that concept up and for discussion amongst all of you and see what you think about it. And I'll just listen on the air.
Okay. Well, I think guys are way more comfortable about making jokes about girls. And sometimes, like we were saying earlier, these jokes pass the point where it's not joking anymore and it's actually really hurtful. I have friends myself who, they don't know the boundary. And it's really offends. And I think at such an emotional stage, which is like the transition between high school and middle school, even like the slightest joke is really hurtful. Like commenting on a girl's like physical attributes or on her mental capacity, that's just like past the point. Because at that time, they're going through enough change as it is that being picked on and kind of teased about the things that they know they don't have or the things that they know they have too much of is just past the point of what's right. And I think guys don't really understand that, because amongst themselves they have no boundaries. They just kid around and they joke around, and sometimes their jokes are really harsh and kind of rude, but they don't see it because they don't have that kind of like sensibility that girls have.
I think in our society, boys are praised if they're funny. And so they make jokes and think they're funny, and then other people will laugh and they'll become popular because they're funny. And so they do that. They make jokes.
I know there's been times when, I wear makeup to school every single day, and I use it as, like, my safety blanket, and one time I've came to school, and I didn't wear makeup, and I remember boys would be like, oh, what's wrong with you? Are you sad? Have you been crying? Or, like, you look really tired, and said little things like that, and it would just hit me hard, and I'd be like, oh, wow, you know, that's why I wear it still, and, like, little things like that make a big impact on you, and...
Well, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to say, is there a way for women to be assertive and make statements like, I don't appreciate being teased, or that's not funny, that's cruel, you know, so that you get on point with people and you make a statement and you stand up for yourself so that you're not a target from that point on, because if you are a target, then you will continue to be a target.
Well, that's what I've started to do. When I was a freshman and people would say that to me, I'd just get, like, embarrassed and I'd walk away and just be like, oh, okay, whatever, if a guy would say something, or I'd just laugh along and pretend it didn't bother me. But lately I've just said, hey, knock it off, and left, and told them that I didn't think it was cool. And then they'd come up to me later and say, I'm really sorry, because they'd actually see that I was upset about it. And that's what I've done for the past year, so...
When people joke like that, you have to be strong. You have to tell them that it's not right. I think right now, girls are becoming more abrasive about that and becoming stronger because they're kind of seeing that it's not correct to do that, and it's not funny. If nobody's laughing at the jokes, then it's obviously not funny. And how Reva was saying that people have, like, kind of... She's been becoming stronger and saying that. I think that's exactly what they do. They should let the guys see that they're upset about it and see that it affected them. And maybe they'll realize that it's not good to joke like that, and it's not funny, and it's for the benefit of nobody. Okay, Claire, you're on the line.
Hi, I just have a question. Now, the Sister to Sister Summit, I'm not sure if you'll know the answer, but you girls are going to Willits High School. I mean, what I'm saying is, how do we bring it to our school as a parent, and do you know that? You know, how somebody like, for instance, Ukiah Middle School or Ukiah High School.
You could talk to the AAUW, and we have a phone number for the president, actually, for the AAUW.
Okay,
and
that's what I want. Thank
it's 459-4444.
Mm-hmm. And who is that?
Judy Burtis.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, everybody, remember to call. It's 456-9991. We really want to hear your questions or your comments about this. I think for me personally, Sister to Sister really helped me kind of get over that shyness and that awkwardness when you're coming into high school. It made me feel really okay. Caller, you're on the line.
Hello. Good program. Thank you. I was wondering, of the girls in high school that are putting this on, how many of those girls have gone through the Sister to Sister program? And I'll take my answer off of the air.
Okay. I think all of his sisters have actually gone through Sister Sister program because it's been going for a really long time. I know all the seniors that are participating have gone, and I think if all the seniors have done it, all the juniors and freshmen and sophomores
mm-hmm.
have too.
We had it my year when I went, it was optional, but most girls still went, and now we're having it like a mandatory thing, so unless your parents checks no, you can't go, then the girls are going to be sent there.
Okay, Carl, you're on the line.
Hi, I'd just like to say that you guys are doing a great job today. I also wanted to add that part of the wonderful thing that you are able to give to our community in Willits is the fact that the peer counseling program has prepared you to be able to do what you're doing today and be able to present Sister to Sister. And the alliance between the peer counseling program and AAUW is key to our giving this to our community. It's not a program, peer counseling, that's in some of the other towns. So, thumbs up to all three of you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you.
And yeah, our peer counseling program is a really good program, and it like teaches us really well how to communicate with the other kids at our schools and how to make people feel comfortable. And it teaches us so much things that are like, it's perfect for sister to sister.
Actually, a lot of the facilitators are part of the peer counseling program. There's a couple that aren't, but I think peer counseling does prepare you a lot. They teach you how to talk to the younger students. They teach you how to deal with bullying and harassment and body issues. We're not there as students to solve their problems, but we're more there to like kind of help them work around them or kind of inspire them. Okay, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, thank you so much for doing the show. It's really good to hear about Sister Sister again. My daughter went to the program about 11 years ago, and I really saw the difference in her. She was a little reluctant to go, and maybe it was sort of like one of you said, she just was going to get time off of school, but she ended up coming out of it really feeling more comfortable about going to high school, so it was great. And I did want to ask about you folks about whether you felt the self-defense part was helpful for you. It seemed to me that that was an important part in giving her a little more confidence physically and mentally at the same time. So I'd appreciate it if you'd talk about what that's going to be comprised of this year. Is someone specific coming to teach girls things? And how you felt about that yourself. And I'll just hang up and listen on there. Thanks.
Okay. Well, when I did register, there was no defense program. I don't think we're doing one this year. We were taught how to deal with harassment and sexual harassment by speaking up about it and telling either teachers or adults. But I don't really recall ever having a defense. I don't know if we're going to do it this year. I don't think so. But we're probably just going to focus on the harassment part, kind of speaking out, like I said, learning who to talk, what is sexual harassment, because a lot of girls do not really understand what exactly is sexual harassment. They think it's, like, actually kind of, like, where it goes past, like, almost to the close of rape, but actually things like verbal harassment or even touching someone where they don't, like, even, like, any kind of touch that is unwanted is sexual harassment, and girls need to understand that.
I think the best way to deal with sexual harassment is to stand up for yourself, because if you don't stand up for yourself, then they're just going to keep bullying you because you're an easy target, and you just have to be firm and just have confidence in what you're saying and be strong and say no.
What shaped your outlook on life at that time? Do you think that growing up is more difficult now than when you were in high school? And what advice would you like to give young women entering high school? Please call 456-9991.
I think that for guys, it's much easier to go into high school, and it's actually easier to grow up because they're not kind of like, they don't feel as much pressure. There's still pressure for guys to look a certain way and to act a certain way, but it's almost like for girls, the pressure is like twice as much because we see it on TV, we see it on magazines, we get it actually sometimes even from our own parents, and I think girls are pushed into like, what they should be, what they should look like, how they should act, and it's probably been for ages like that, and I think barely right now we're kind of like splitting apart from kind of like those archetypes that girls are supposed to fit into, and I think guys don't feel that pressure as much. I don't personally know because I'm not a guy, but I think for girls it's much harder to grow up because there is a lot more change in girls, a lot, their body changes, not only like kind of like their mind, but there's a lot of like changes that for some girls can be really scary.
What also makes it hard is the emotions that everyone goes through, all the little tiny things, and you get upset about it. And guys, it's not so much like that. You just kind of just brush it off or laugh about it, and they don't really deal with it like that. And girls make things way more crazy than they need to be, and I know that's what I've always done. So.
Yeah. I think sister-sister is really necessary in high schools. It helps out girls to know what they're going to look forward to high school. It gives them like a kind of like a good image of high school instead of the kind of like the black and scary place it's made out to be. And it makes girls feel more comfortable when they come into high school. They see it not as like a scary place, but more of like a welcoming home almost. And it just makes people feel comfortable, and you get to learn a lot about people, and you learn new people and upperclassmen too. I know that when I went, I was really excited about like meeting upperclassmen, because upperclassmen, they can drive, and they can drive you to lunch, and that's like the best thing, because if you drive to lunch, you're awesome. I think teachers do treat girls differently, because in a school environment, girls are kind of calmer and more relaxed, and they don't joke around like that as much as guys. And I know some teachers get really irritated by all the joking that guys make and all like the goofing off. I have one teacher that like totally loves girls way more than she loves guys. It's so obvious. But I think it's nice to have that comfort, and like one teacher that you feel comfortable talking to, and you feel like during lunch you can go and hang out and talk to her. And it's just nice to have like one, even like it doesn't even have to be a teacher, it could be someone that works at the high school that you feel comfortable to go talk to, or secure also that you know they won't make a big deal about it, or that they can actually help you through your problems.
That's something that's really good about Willits High School, is a lot of the teachers and people that work there are really good at like, communicating with the younger kids, and just with everyone. They connect really well, and they're there to help you. They're not there to just teach you. Like they actually get to know you and know your name and talk to you. They say hi to you when they see you places, and it's a really good thing about our school.
I think girls are expected more academically now, because girls are seen as smarter. There's more girls going to college now than boys. There's like the more smarter girls, and I think they expect more from girls, and they kind of put pressure on them sometimes to do better, but they also give them more resources to do better. They'll offer time after school. They'll offer notes. I think they're more willing to help girls push through.
And a lot of times they'll see girls as more the more mature ones too, so that's mm-hmm. a lot of the reason why they do that.
We'd really like to hear your input, so don't forget to call. It's 456-9991.
We only have 10 minutes left, so hurry up and call.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, thanks. You guys are great. I was wondering, is part of Sister to Sister have anything to do with the classes that you're taking, you know, so you can tell people what are the really great classes? Because I know, thinking back on my high school, I wish I would have done a lot more when I was there with the opportunity. So I'm just wondering what you guys talk about for yourselves and for Sister to Sister around curriculum and the future in college and jobs and things like that.
Most of it is based off of the, like, hidden curriculum is what we call it, mm-hmm. is the other, like, the drama kind of things and like that, but we also talk about, it comes up in conversation about
yeah.
stuff like that, and we tell them about the teachers and who, like, I don't know, we give them little
hints.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of girls do ask us, like, what are the hard teachers, what are the hard classes, who are you supposed to avoid, who do you not want to get mad, and we kind of help them out through that. The group that focus more about the actual curriculum is Link Crew, which is, like, all the students, but if they ask us, like, what clubs are good to join, what, like, should you take, like, AP classes, should you do hard classes, we do give our opinion, and we do encourage them to take, like, harder classes, because in the end, it pays off a lot, and to do clubs, all, like, of course, like, you know, we want them to be involved and to be active in the school, because it is really amazing to, like, work on something, and then at the end of school, like, actually feel like you've, like, done something for the school and done for something for the community.
Yeah.
Cool. And also, is there, other than your car wash on Mother's Day, is there a way for people to donate to the program somehow?
If you call and talk to the AAUW, you can donate anyway if you'd like the number. It's 459-4444.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Caller, you're online.
Hi, it's really good to hear this peer support going on in our community. And you mentioned television a little while ago. I have nieces, and I'm very concerned about things that are on TV, Survivor, or, you know, Win at All Costs, or MTV, which used to mean music television, but now I think it means mean, manipulative, malicious television. When you see people like Snooki and J-Well picking each other up, and the guys are watching a boxing match, it used to be the other way around, and I saw recently a report that said that this trend is scary because a lot more women and young girls think that that's the way to act, and it's actually scary to the guys to see this. Most guys don't really want a girlfriend that's a boxer. I'm curious as to what you think about this and how you counsel individuals who might be getting caught up in that kind of mentality of believing that that's the way to act. And thank you, Dan Roberts, for keeping this program on the air. It's really important for people to be able to deal with these issues in a community forum like this. And keep up the good work. I'm going to go.
Thank you.
Okay.
I was just going to say that I really think that it's hard when everyone sees that, because you can't go anywhere without seeing the media and things like that, but you just have to make sure you make it clear to people that that's not the way you're going to be successful in life by acting like that, that you're not going to go to college and be able to just go fight somebody and be drunk and do it, you know, it's not going to get you anywhere, and sure, a couple people are going to get rich and famous from it, but the chances that that's going to be you is really, really low, and
yeah.
Why would you even want that for yourself? So you just have to kind of take it that way.
In high school, it is, like, completely not encouraged to do that. If you see girls doing that, you kind of walk away, and you feel embarrassed for them. Because it's horrible to see two girls fighting, especially for, like, really, really dumb reasons, like a guy. Because the guy cheated on her. You know, it's dumb, and it's not encouraged in high school. It's, like, it's frowned upon so bad. Like, it makes girls feel bad, and it embarrasses them. And I think girls need to know everywhere that, do not fight. It's sad when you see two girls fighting, and it's just embarrassing. Like, the way, like Snooki and them act, it's not how you want to act in real life.
No.
No.
Yeah.
I think at our high school, it's like to the point right now that girls are actually kind of seen as almost equal to guys. We have a lot of our sports teams that are, like, encouraging girls to try out for them. Like, we have, like, one of the biggest girls wrestling team in Northern California, and I think at our school it's actually really improving. I think the thing that we should encourage more is, like, equality within not just, like, our clubs, because I know that right now a lot of our clubs are lacking girl members, because girls don't want to go out for clubs because they feel like they should be doing other stuff after school. And we have to really push girls to do more activities, more community service, just be more active in the community. Caller, you online?
Hi, I'm in middle school, and we had a, like, male teacher. And me and my friends were, like, strongly, and even, like, the girls in the class strongly, strongly believed that he was really sexist. But, and we got in fights with boys and you know, male. And he just always seemed to take their side. So we, the principal about it, and she's a girl, so it was really nice to have a girl principal. And I think we started having meetings with her, and she talked to him. Not just because, it wasn't because, like, he was being sexist, is really because, like, he thought of their point of view. Like, he saw their point of view. So we started having girl meetings. We called it GWEEL, Girls with Energy and Love. And it was really helpful just so for her, because she can look at our point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was really helpful because we he did classes with the 7th grade because we're in the 6th grade, and we strongly believe that he was sexist, and even they said that, but it's really because they see their point of view, and our principal, you know, Miss Meekin, we love her. She sees our point of view. So it's really, really helpful to have, like, you know, sister and wheel, you know, for you there.
Yeah. The good thing about the high school is we have a really understanding principal, Mr. Austin Rocks. Like, you know, he's not, like, the typical principal. He actually really cares about his students. He's really into the school, and you can always, whenever, just go knock on his door and talk to him, and he's willing to, like, give you his time to talk, and I think that's really important to have an understanding principal, like you said, someone that can help you out and take your point of view, see your point of view, and I think coming to high school, Mr. Austin's a big help. So if you, like, you ever need to talk to anybody, go to Mr. Austin or one of the counselors. We have an awesome counselor team, David Holt Stevens and Tanya. Tanya's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Everybody loves her, you know. They're there for you. Also, the peer counseling team.
Yeah, that's exactly. The good thing with our principal is she doesn't just stay in her office. She comes, like, during, we were having trouble with a teacher in one of our classes, and she came in and she, like, just helped us, like, and she's always on the playground, you know, when we have, like, free time or lunch or recess, and she's always, like, she's easy to get to, and she's very understanding.
Well, thanks a lot for calling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.
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 Caller, are you on the line? No? Sorry. Never mind. Never mind. I think girls are really shy with boys. Like, it's, even now, I'm still shy with boys. I think boys are more confident in going out to talk to the girls. I think we should push girls to become way more involved with them and kind of push them to be more forceful and talk to them and not feel shy about them. But even right now, I think a lot of girls do have problems talking with boys. But they don't have problems making friends. Girls are really good at making friends, because I think they're more caring and more loving, and so they're just, like, very welcoming for new friends. You know, the girls at our school usually make new students feel really comfortable. I know, like, there's a lot of them.
So on May 8th, come support our AAUW and Sister Car Wash, and it's going to be at Burger King, I think starting at 10, and we'll be there all day. And then our actual Sister to Sister Summit is May 23rd, so make sure your kids or your daughters go to it.
I think us personally get our power to speak up from the peer counseling team and from the support of AAUW and our school. Our school really focuses on people, like, speaking up and working for the community, and I think peer counseling is a great way to get that started, because it teaches you to have a voice and to not be afraid to use that voice to either, like, right or wrong, or, like, speak up for people who aren't being represented.
We have a lot of programs at our school, like Link Crew, where the older upperclassmen help out with the incoming freshmen, but it's all the freshmen instead of just the girls. And we have Breaking Down the Walls, where it creates, like, awareness about bullying, and you get to know more about your classmates. So I feel like those kind of programs help people create their voices.
And I have a correction really quick. Our car wash is actually May 9th on Mother's Day. So come to that, Burger King.
That's all for this month's edition of You Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Amanda,
Reba,
and Claudia.
Thanks to our callers, one of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willits studio.
Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with the Safe Schools Healthy Students Bronco Project, building resiliency opportunities for the North County. For more information about the Bronco program, please call Pat Sanborn at 459-5314 or email at psanborn@mcoe.us.
You Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of a show, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them.
Our next show will be on the first Sunday of May, the 1st at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in May.